Jay Mack and McCoy shows on Hot 100. We are big fans of beer. Would you say not?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, look who's here.
The Jay Mack McCoy Adam Show.
Well, look who came in the studio this morning.
It's Adam.
Who let you in?
Jay Mack let me in.
Yeah. It took him forever to come to the door.
I was texting.
Adam's the brewer over Gordon Beers in Town Center, and we usually have him in when something's going on over there. What's happening tonight?
We're tapping a new beer called Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak.
Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak?
Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak.
Why is it called that?
Well, we have a very special guest today. It's not just Adam the brewer here. We have a very good friend, JP, in the building.
Would that make me JP the runner, I guess?
JP the runner? JP runs the world?
So here's what's happening. JP is going to do 7 marathons in 7 days across 7 continents.
That's crazy. 7 marathons. He's running. That's right up my alley. He's running in Antarctica.
Are you really?
Well, I want to know the order.
Number one.
The first one's in Antarctica?
Yep. So basically we leave from Cape Town and we head right down to Antarctica. We're in, it's a military base down there, I think, or an air base, where I think, you know, I just kind of see seas of penguins kind of dancing around waiting for us to arrive or something like that.
And that's my dream, except for the running part.
that's where everything kind of kicks off. And then there's about 8 hours to finish that marathon. We're back on a plane. And then from there we go back to Cape Town. From Cape Town to Perth in Australia, then we head to Dubai, and then to Lisbon, and then Cartagena, and finally we end up in Miami.
Wow.
Like, is there any sleep involved?
That's what I was going to ask. When do you sleep?
On the plane?
Well, that's theoretically how it's supposed to pan out. I don't really know how that's going to work.
Well, I mean, the adrenaline level is probably going to keep you from sleeping too much, I would imagine.
I would think there'd be some of that, yeah.
Do you have a hired masseuse or someone to help your body recover after each marathon?
No, I've got a foam roller. I don't know if I
think
that's pretty close, right?
Yeah.
So now how many people are coming with you, like your like handlers or whatever?
Oh, I don't have anybody from here, but there's that's part of the deal, you know, there'll be 60 other runners in the flight and then a crew of people handling all the logistics for it. So.
Are there other runners doing the same thing?
There are.
Yeah, okay, this is like an organized...
This is an organized trip, yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's other crazy people.
There are other crazy people. There are 15... I think there's around 59 other crazy people.
Right.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So generally speaking, like, you obviously run every day. How far do you run every day?
It really depends. I mean, there's some days where I'll go out for a kind of a, you know, 5 or 6 mile run, and there's other days where I could be doing, well... 24, 26 miles. So, I mean, it's all over the board.
Do you feel like you had to do extra special kind of training for this event or not?
No. I've had a lot of people ask me that question, but the way I answer it is I've been training for 10 years for this. It's, you know, there's nothing you can really do to cram it in. So
I can't just jump in like, hey, I'm going to do it
well,
with you.
I don't recommend it if you want to have a summer.
Do it.
This is a pretty expensive way to see the world. So
I would imagine.
You know, you might want to feel somewhat good while you're doing it.
All right. So the tapping party is tonight, and the beer is called Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak Tu Bak.
Explain that a little, Adam.
Correct. So it's a Bak. We're basically doing it's similar to kind of a My Bak, but we originally tried to do a beer with ingredients from all around the world, every single continent. It's kind of tough to get water from Antarctica. That was kind of a hard thing. They don't really export too many things from Antarctica.
It's a small world.
Yeah, pretty much. So we have malt from the UK. We have malt from Chile. We have hops from Australia.
But it's called – the name is because of
he's
JP's –
doing 7 marathons, back-to-back-to-back-to-back, Bak-to-Bak-to-Bak. Bak-to-Bak-to-Bak. Bak is a strong lager.
And the proceeds from tonight's wooden keg are –
It's going to pancreatic cancer research, and actually JP's raising a bunch of money for all this is for pancreatic cancer research.
Awesome.
Yeah.
JP, you're like a hero. You're a legend.
You're a rock star.
You're a rock star.
Take lots of pictures and tell the penguins and kangaroos and other animals you see around along the way that I said hi.
Got it. They know her.
Yeah.
All right, tonight starting at 6 at Gordon Beers Town Center.